请我们翻到启示录第六章。
We turn to Revelation chapter 6.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
揭开第六印的时候，我又看见地大震动，日头变黑像毛布，满月变红像雪。
I looked when he broke the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth, made of hair, and the whole moon became like blood.
天上的星辰坠落于地，如同无花果树被大风摇动，落下未熟的果子一样。
And the stars of the sky fell to the earth as a fig tree casts its unripe figs when shaken by a great wind.
天就挪移，好像书卷被卷起来。山岭、海岛都被挪移离开本位。
The sky was split apart like a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island removed out of their places.
我们圣经暂时就读这么多。
We'll just read this much for now.
我们都知道这一次我们在一起一共有四次的时间。
We know that we have four opportunities this time.
我们来看教会的悲欢离合。
To look at the gathering and the A tragic separation of the church.
我们主要的是要从以色列的悲欢离合来看这件事情。
We actually want to use the similar experience of the people of Israel to look at the church.
所以我们特别注意到最近，大家注意到一个现象。
So recently we've seen observed a situation.
我们知道说现在如果我们要知道日食跟月食的现象。我们只要到网上可以找到一些很完全的资料。
So if we actually want to look at some of these phenomena, we can actually go online.
所以每一个人都可以上网。
So anybody can go online.
每一个人都可以从美国太空总署找到这些资料。
Everybody can find this information from NASA.
然后你就会发现。
And then you'll discover.
这个月食特别在，它特别在今年跟明年。
And you look at the lunar eclipse, especially this year and next year.
我们发现有一些很不寻常的现象。
You'll discover some unusual phenomena.
意思就是说，今年的祝棚节和逾越节。
So the Passover and the Feast of the Tabernacles this year.
那明年的逾越节和祝棚节。
Same thing in the Passover and the Feast of the Tabernacles next
year. 这个四个节日都是满月的时候。
And then you will find full moons on each of those dates.
但是就在那个同一天晚上有月食的现象。
But at that same point, you will also see an eclipse that night.
所以你看见有一段时间月亮慢慢的。就变成红颜色。
So a period of time, you'll see that the moon actually becomes red,
像血一样
just like blood.
所以那就是告诉我们说，地球的影子就很强烈的投影在月球上。
It tells you that the shadow of the earth is cast on the moon.
那个影子应该是黑的。
But that shadow should be black.
但是因着物理的原因，它会变成红色。
Because of physical conditions, it becomes red.
那月食是常有的现象。
Now there are many lunar eclipses.
但是像这样连着四轮的满月变红像雪。
But to have four of these lunar eclipses in a blood moon format,
而且刚刚好发生在逾越节跟祝棚节
and to actually occur on Passover and the Feast of the Tabernacle,
那同时明年还有一次全日食
and at the same time next year there will be a solar eclipse, complete solar eclipse.
这几件事放在一起，你就要不平常了。
Pull all of these together, you know that this is unusual.
所以现在我们可以。到 NASA 太空总署所给我们那些的资料。
So we can look at the data that is collected from NASA.
我们要问说，像这样的事是不是天天发生
？We want to ask, does this thing occur frequently?
不是的。
No.
原来从主定升天以后
，Actually, from since the Lord's ascension,
总共只发生过八次。
It's only occurred eight times.
那今年跟明年是第八次。
So this year, next year, it'll be the eighth time.
所以现在我们要问
，So we want to ask a question.
那过去是什么时候发生的
？So when did it occur in the past?
不过要记得
，Let's remember.
一定在过去的月食里面。
In the past lunar eclipse,
你要注意到刚好是发生在逾越节跟祝棚节
and it actually also had to occur on Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles.
而且必须是连着两年的
and it must be 2 years in a row.
那像这样，
So if you look at the data, you'll see that it only occurred 8 times.
所以现在我们要问,
so we want to ask a question.
到底这是怎么一回事呢?
So what is this situation?
不错, 今年跟明年,
true, this year, next year,
有一些事情要发生,
there'll be a few things that will happen.
因为到底我们知道说, 当神在历史中运行的时候,
because we know when God moved in history,
神自然就写下历史,
God naturally left a history.
那么当然以回过头看我们就知道说,
So, if we look back, we will discover what happened this year.
那今年明年如果什么事都不发生,
if this year and next year nothing happens,
但是起码你记得,
but at least you remember,
这连着两年, 有4年的满月变红像雪, 是在犹太人的逾越节, 也在他的祝棚节。
At the minimum, you know that 4 times this blood moon occurred on the Passover and the Feast of the Tabernacles.
下一次再有同样的事, 是500年以后。
For that to occur again is 500 years from now.
所以会不会神是借着一些天象, 一些兆头, 提醒我们, 我们恐怕的的确确是靠近第六个印的时候。
So is it possible that certain situations will cause us to think that we are close to the Lord's return?
那如果这样的话,
if it's the case,
那现在我们要问,
now we want to ask,
光是今年明年发生这样的事吗?
So is it that it's just this year and next year?
那么在过去到底是怎么回事呢?
So in the past, what was the situation?
所以如果我们仔细地稍微复习一下, 过去的历史,
if we review the past history,
你就注意到,
you'll discover,
不光是这八次是刚好发生在犹太人的逾越节跟祝棚节, 连着两年,
so not only 2 years in a row, it occurred on the Passover and Feast of Tabernacles,
而且都有大事发生,
and also great historical events happened,
还不是关乎犹太人普通的事,
and it's not just a normal historical event,
他在历史上的确留下一笔,
historically, it actually has a historical recording.
所以如果我们把这八次好好的看过,
so if we look at these 8 occurrences,
你就知道它的的确提醒我们一些很重要的事,
so it reminds you that it of very important things.
所以为了这个缘故,
so for this reason,
我们既然是从这里切入,
so if we start from there,
我们的目的就是希望说, 我们先把事实弄清楚了,
so we want to make sure we understand the facts first.
然后我们就要问, 到底对基督徒来讲, 我们会得到一个什么样的教训?
Then we want to understand what is the teaching or the lessons we can learn as believers.
所以今天下午和今天晚上,
so this afternoon and this evening,
我想如果可能的话, 我们把这八次的故事统统看过,
so we want to look at all 8 times.
但是今年跟明年只经过一年,
but between this year and next year, it's only 1 year apart.
所以我们看得还不清楚,
so for us, it's not that clear.
但是过去七次是看得很清楚,
but the past 7 times, it's very clear.
所以现在我们要问,
so we want to ask,
如果过去所发生的七次,
so the set past 7 times,
加上今年的, 今年跟明年,
and you add today, this year, and next year,
那么很明显的, 好像神给了我们一个大纲,
so as if God gave us an outline.
那这个大纲是什么呢?
What is that outline?
就是给我们看见自从牧人被击打以后,
to show us that since the shepherd was struck stricken,
羊就分散了,
then the sheep scattered.
那我们要问他们怎么分散?
So we want to ask, how did they scatter?
在主回来以前, 主怎么又召聚他们在一起?
So before the Lord's return, how does the Lord gather them back?
很稀奇,
it's amazing.
就是借着这八次的现象,
through these 8 events,
我们好像对整个以色列的悲欢离合时, 做了一个大概的复习,
so we start to have an understanding of how the people of Israel, how they were gathered and they were separated.
当然当我们复习这些历史的时候,
as we review these, this history,
我们要从圣经里面找到解释,
we want to look at the explanation from the Bible.
如果那个解释是对的,
if that explanation is correct,
你就发现它不止在发生在以色列身上,
you discover that it not only happens amongst the people of Israel,
你像同样的故事也发生在教会的身上,
the same story happens in the church.
那这样, 我们就要问说,
so then we want to ask,
今天我们教会应该学一些什么样的功课?
What are the lessons that the church needs to learn?
当然,
Of course.
我们知道说, 的的确确, 现在是靠近主回来的时候。
We know that we are close to the Lord's return.
今年跟明年,
this year and next year,
应该是有些事情会发生。
There should be a few things that will happen.
但它所发生的事,
but the things that actually occur,
一定跟过去七次,
must be connected with what happened in the past 7 times.
如果我们放在一起的话,
if you put them together,
我们又整能找到背后原来有神他自己的启示。
So you'll discover that behind it, there is the revelation of God himself.
神要借着这些来提醒我们,
through these, God wants to remind us,
到底发生了什么样的事?
What things happened?
到底借着这些事,
through these things,
圣灵要对我们说什么?
What is the Holy Spirit going to speak to us?
所以昨天晚上我们起了个头,
so last night we start had a beginning.
明天早晨我们要接一个尾。
Tomorrow morning, we'll do a conclusion.
我想主要的信息很清楚。
So I think the main message is clear.
就是主自己亲自告诉我们说,
the Lord himself told us,
你们都要分散。
You will be scattered.
你们都要到每一个人的地方去。
You will go to your own places.
但是留下我独自一人。
And you will leave me alone.
在第一个世纪,
in the first century,
果然这个预言是应验在门徒的身上。
In the first century, this was fulfilled in the disciples.
那么后来你看见在教会的2000年的历史,
later on, the 2000 years of church history,
你看见主的话也是果然应验。
So you see that the Lord's word was truly fulfilled.
那同样我们的主是引一节的圣经。
So the Lord also quoted one verse.
牧人被击打, 羊就被分散。
So as the shepherd is stricken, the sheep are scattered.
我们的主是把它用在教会身上。
The Lord uses it on the church.
但是如果我们读到撒迦利亚书, 他当时 最主要的是用在以色列人身上。
But if we read the book of Zechariah, it's mainly to be used on the people of Israel.
所以我们就晓得说, 原来以色列历史和教会的历史是平行。
So we know that the history of Israel and the church history is parallel.
以色列人所学的功课, 这个教会所学的功课也是平行。
So the lessons that the people of Israel learn and the church learn should be parallel as well.
所以我想今天, 如果主愿意的话, 我们, 如果主愿意的话, 我们还是把这八次稍微做一点简单的复习。
So we try to do a review of these 8 times.
然后我们就能够找到, 先把事实找清楚了以后, 我们就从里面得到一些教训。
So based on the facts, we should be able to learn some lessons.
我想最好的一个办法, 一开始呢, 我们稍微给大家看一个, 看一个纪录片。
So the first thing I think we want to do is show you a video.
那这个纪录片就是今年刚好是在逾越节的时候。
So this year on Passover.
那现在呢，我们找到一个影片。
So we found a video.
是刚好那天晚上，就是今年的逾越节那天晚上。 怎样满月变红像雪。
So it shows us what happened on Passover.
所以如果我们看过了以后, 我们大概就会有一点印象。
After we see it, I think we'll have an impression.
这是没有声音的, 但是我们,
there's no sound,
看到它的变化。
You can see how it changes.
它变化的时间很长。
It's actually a period of time for it to change.
可是呢, 我们知道当它, 我们这个纪录片是把它浓缩，时间浓缩过。
So this is a time lapse video of that.
所以你看见太阳的影子，地球的影子慢慢投在月亮上。
So you see the shadow of the earth is cast on the moon.
本来是个满月。
So it was a full moon.
你看慢慢就把它遮住了。
But slowly it's covering it up.
那再慢慢的更遮住它。
So it's continuing to cover it up.
再遮住它。 现在我们这个灯很亮，所以否则如果稍微暗一点的话，你就看得很红。
So the lights are very bright, but you actually could see that it's red.
它红的原因就是因为太阳在空气就是经过折射的缘故，所以就把红光就照在上面。
So because of the light going through the Earth's atmosphere, that's why it's showing red.
好，现在慢慢的看见这个影子就要退了。
Now the shadow will move on.
那其实，在那天晚上是很长的一段时间。
Actually, it's actually quite a few hours.
不过现在呢，他就把它浓缩在几两分钟之内。
But this has been shrunk into about 2 minutes.
所以这个就是我们所说的满月变红像雪。
So this is what we mean by the blood moon.
所以今年有过一次。
There were 2 occurrences this year.
第二次呢是在10月8号。
The second occurrence was on October the 8th.
那明年同时有两次。
Next year there are 2 occurrences.
所以总共我们说过是四轮满月变红像雪。
So there will be 4 occurrences of the blood moon.
那么我们等一等还要看一下那个投影，我们还要看一下 PowerPoint。
We'll also show you a PowerPoint later.
但是呢，在讲以前，我稍微的说明一下。
But before we continue, I want to explain.
等一等，我们恐怕就容易记得了。
Then we'll remember it more easily.
那总共八次是刚好分成两个循环。
Now these 8 occurrences can be divided into 2 cycles.
这个中间经过了好几百年。
And then there will be a few hundred years in between.
而这个两个循环，它们的结构。是很像的。
And then these 2 cycles, their structure is very similar.
它总共一个循环有4次的满月变红。
So there are 4 occurrences of the blood moon.
它很自然地分作两组。
So it divided into 2 groups.
那一组呢，就是单独的，就这么一次。
One group within each cycle is an individual occurrence.
然后经过了好几百年。
And then after a few hundred years.
那另外3次满月变红像是挤在一起。
And then the other 3 are close in proximity to each
other. 那么挤在一起总共只有65年。
And then when they're together, it's only 65 years.
你明白吗？所以很清楚是两个大的循环。
So it's 2 cycles.
每一个循环。4次满月变红像雪。
So there are 4 occurrences each cycle.
但第一次和另外三次，另外二三四这个三次中间隔了好几百年。
But in between the first occurrence and the last 3, there are a few hundred years.
那么这个三个满次变红像雪，它们所间隔的时间最多不到65年。
And then the difference in time is only 65 years that covers the 3.
所以第一个循环是这样。
So that's the first cycle.
第二个循环也是这样。
The second cycle is the same way.
所以这里面有很稀奇的结构。
So there's very interesting structure within.
那第一次是发生在主后162年。
The first time it occurred on 162 AD.
那第二次是795年。
The second time is 795 AD.
我说过一次是包括2年。
I said once, each occurrence includes 2 years.
里面一共是四轮的满月。
So there are 4 occurrences in each of these 8 occurrences.
好，第三次是842年。
The third time it happened was 842 AD.
第四次是860年。
The fourth occurrence is 860 AD.
那大家注意到了。
Everybody will
162 到795隔了好几百年。
162 to 795 is a few hundred years.
但是792到842到860最多不过是65年。
So 792 to 860 some is only 65 years.
好了，那既然又过了好几百年。
So a few hundred years happened.
就来到了第二个循环。
And then you come to the second cycle.
那第二个循环里面第一次就是1493年。
The second cycle, the first time was in 1493.
然后经过好几百年。
After a few hundred years.
那又来到连着很紧密的三次。
And there are 3 other occurrences.
那就是1949年。
Then one is 1949.
1967年。
1967.
2014年。
And 2014.
明白吗？
You understand?
所以非常有意思的。
It's very interesting.
你看见这个结构不是普通的。
This structure is not a normal structure.
当然我们知道里面一定有含一定有一些的话圣灵要对我们来说。
So there are certainly words that the Holy Spirit wants to reveal to us.
因为这就像神的创造一样。
Because this is like the creation of God.
也就像神的话 一样。
It's just like the word of God.
是非常有规律的。
So it's actually very has a structure.
所以我们要问。
So we want to ask.
到底有什么样的事情发生
？What are the things that happen?
好，所以等一等呢，我们就借着一些图片。
So through some pictures,
我们就给大家稍微看一下。
We'll show you briefly.
介绍一下。
Explain briefly.
那么到底。这八次 是发生在什么时候
When did these things occur?
然后等一等我们稍微再解释一下
And then we'll explain more clearly
好所以现在呢我们就来看
So we'll look at the PowerPoint
这个第一张图呢就给我们看见月食是怎么产生的
So the first picture shows us how is a lunar eclipse produced.
你看这里有个太阳
There's the sun.
这是月，这是地球
That's the earth.
这是月亮
And that's the moon.
所以什么时候呢？地球完全把太阳的光把它遮住了。
So whenever the earth completely covers the light from the sun.
那这个就叫做月食。
So this is the eclipse.
但是大家记得吗？因为太阳是经过折射的缘故。
Now, because sun rays actually go through the atmosphere,
那经过空气
and because of the atmosphere,
那么物理现象就是把它变成红色
So because of the physics behind it, it becomes red.
那你看见了，在这里有一棵枯树，这里有一个红色的月亮
So there's a dry, dried tree, a trunk, and then there's the red moon.
它应该是红的，不知道为什么就不是。
It's blood moon. I don't know why.
啊，但没有关系。
Screen is not showing.
我们第一张的图。
So this is the first picture.
好，我们看第二张的图。
The second picture.
我们是不是可以这个灯如果可以再暗一点更好
？Can it be a little bit darker?
好，你看。刚好这个是分成两个，第一个循环跟第二个循环。
So the first cycle and the second cycle.
那按道理来讲呢，这里应该有三次。
So there should be three occurrences.
也是三次。
And three occurrences.
那现在大家注意了，你看第一个循环，第一次跟这个后面的三次隔了好几。633年
So there's 633 years in between the first time and the second time.
那你看见第二个循环也是，你看这一次跟这三次又是隔了好几百年。
So the second cycle and the first occurrence and the latter three occurrences, there's also a few hundred years in between.
那你有没有注意到这里到这里是633年
So you discover 633 years between that.
这里到这里也是633
That's also 633 years.
所以总共的来说一共是八次
So actually eight times.
第一次是162年
The first time is 162.
过了好几百年以后
After a few hundred years.
然后795年
795.
然后842年
And then 842.
然后860年
And 860.
然后1493年
1493.
1949年
1949.
然后1967年
1967.
还有2014年
And then 2014.
所以总共是八次的
And then it's eight times.
好我们看下面一张图
Next photo.
这张图呢很有意思。
This is an interesting photo.
你从这个
slide
从795年到860年。
So from 795 to 860.
我们不是说过刚好是65年吗
？We mentioned it was 65 years.
那1949年到2014年也是65年。
So from 1949 to 2014, it's also 65 years.
但是你看，从795到842。
So from 795 to 842,
经过47年
so after 47 years,
842到860是18年
842 to 860 is also 18 years.
所以47 18
So it's 47 plus 18.
但这边呢，从1949到1967是18年。
So 1949 to 1965 is
67.
It's also
18
years. 1967 to 2014 is 47 years.
所以很明显，好像中间摆了个面镜子。
So as if in the middle you put a mirror.
然后你看见吗？十八，十八。
So 18 and 18.
47。
47 and 47.
所以我们相信这件事情不是偶然的。
So you know that this is not by accident.
为什么刚好是四轮满月变红相是
？So why is it a four cycles of?
为什么又发生在以色列的
Why did it also occur on the Passover and the Feast of the Tabernacles?
为什么每次所发生的大事
Why is it that every major event
都和以色列的悲欢离合有关系?
Has something to do with the ingathering and the separation of the people of Israel?
这完全不可能是偶然。
So this is not by coincidence.
好,下面我们再看下面一张。
So this is the next picture.
这个是在纽约西拍到的。
So this was taken in New Jersey.
就是 4月15号那天,
April 15th.
你看一开始的时候是满月,
so this is the full moon.
这是纽泽西的满月,
so this is the full moon in New Jersey.
好,再看,慢慢再下去。
The next picture.
你慢慢慢慢你看这个月亮就被遮住了。
So now the moon started to be covered.
水明显的影子慢慢投过来了。
So the shadow is cast upon it.
这就是月食。
This is the lunar eclipse.
那今天教会也常常有这种光景。
So the church also has these type of conditions.
所以教会就被分散了。
So then the church is scattered.
那原因就是我们许多时候不小心把我们的影子就投在教会的身上。
Because unbeknownst to us, we put our shadow and cast it upon the church.
如果彼得把教会他的影子投在教会身上,
so if Peter were to cast his shadow upon,
有人说我们是属基法的,
people say we belong to Cephas.
我们投人的教皇是彼得,
our first pope is Peter.
教会就分裂,
then the church is divided.
所以你看这个投影是个很大的投影,
so it's a big casting of the shadow.
好,我们再看下面,
the next picture.
你看慢慢现在就变成红了,
now it's become red.
再下面,
next picture.
所以你仔细注意到怎么样是本来是圆的,
it was a full moon,
完全满的,
a full moon,
然后慢慢的影子就过来了,
and then the shadows cast upon it,
然后最后你看见是满月变红,
and then finally it becomes a red blood moon.
所以这个就是今年 4月份的时候我们拍到,
so this is what happened on Passover this in
April. 那到了10月8号的时候,
now October the 8th,
下面的照片,
next picture.
这个不是在纽泽西,
this
这个,
is not in New Jersey.
这个是在Houston.
This is in Houston.
在Houston你看见这里有个满月,
so here,
很多的光这里有满月,
no, 下面,
下面, 哦, 这个,
yeah, there's a full moon over there.
那这个满月呢, 也是 变红的满月,
it's also a red blood moon.
我们再看下面,
next picture.
你看见吗? 这个应该是红颜色的,
so this is red.
所以我想大概这就是我们给大家看到,
so this is what we show everyone.
那今年发生过两次,
so this year it occurred twice.
明年的还要发生两次,
next year there will be twice as well.
好,我想大概目前我们就看这么多,
so for now we'll see this much.
然后我们有了, 灯以后我们再继续,
so we'll continue after there is light.
那我想现在大家对于这八次应该有一些的印象,
so I think now you have an impression of these eight times.
那么昨天呢,我们先看过去的三次。
So first we looked at the past three occurrences.
因为这个靠近我们比较近一点。
Because it's closer to us.
但是因为昨天晚上很充满了。
But because yesterday we were running out of time.
所以今天下午,我们稍微仔细,稍微多说一点点。
So we'll just cover a little bit more today.
所以我们先看第二个循环。
So let's look at the second cycle.
到了晚上,也许我们来看第一个循环。
So tonight maybe we look at the first cycle.
然后我们把这些所有 加在一起,
so when we put all of this together,
我们应该能够得到一些很重要的讯息,
we should be able to receive certain messages.
一面给我们看见他的的确确是以色列的悲欢离合史。
On that one hand, we can look at the ingathering and the separation history of Israel.
以色列人所经过的,
so what they went through,
刚刚好也是教会所经过的,
is also what the church has gone through.
以色列人怎样枯骨四散,
how the people of Israel, they were like the dry bones that separated.
那教会今天也是枯骨四散。
The church is the same way today.
所以现在我们要问,
so we want to ask the question.
借着这一连串的满月变红象征,
so through these blood moons,
圣灵到底要提醒我们什么?
What is the Holy Spirit trying to remind us?
所以这就是我们这一次我们在这里一同希望能够明白。
So this is what we'd like to understand here.
但是从另外一面角度,
but on the other hand,
到底 主告诉我们,我们要从以色列,我们要从无花果树学个比方。
So the Lord told us that we need to learn from the parable of the fig tree.
因为圣经是以无花果树来代表以色列。
Because the Bible uses the fig tree to represent the
Israel.
What does it mean?
你看看无花果树，你就知道现在什么时候。
When we look at the fig tree, we know what kind of time it is.
如果无花果树只剩下枝子，没有果子，也没有叶子。
So if the fig tree only has branches but no leaves and no fruit,
那一定是冬天的。
Then it must be winter.
什么时候上面开始结起青果，你就是春天。
When we start looking at the fruit that's green, then you know that spring is here.
但当你看见它又有叶子又有果子，你知道它应该是夏天收成的时候。
When you see it has leaves and the fruit, then you know it's summer, that it's time for harvest. 所以
远远你就可以知道现在什么时候。
So from a far distance, you can know what kind of situation.
我们的主说他很快就要回来。
The Lord said, "I'm coming quickly."
但是我们的主说了两千年了。
But the Lord has said that 2,000 years.
我们会问一个问题：为什么主的话没有应验？
One asks, "Why isn't the Lord's word fulfilled?"
不要弄错。
Don't make a mistake.
那原来在启示录最后一章。
So in the last chapter of Revelation,
主三次说我必快来，我必快来，我必快来。
Three times the Lord said, "I am coming quickly. I am coming quickly. I'm coming
quickly." 他什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
他的意思这样。
He means this.
我一旦动身以后，我很快就来了。
Once I started moving, I'm going to come quickly.
那弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
现在问题就是主什么时候开始动身？
When did he start moving?
他什么时候开始 journey? 他的 journey?
When does he start his journey?
这一点我讲非常重要的。
So this is important.
两千年来好像主都没有动过身。
As if 2,000 years now, until now, he hasn't started his journey.
所以主的话说，我一旦动身，我就马上来到。
So once I start my journey, I will be close.
所以现在我们要问，到底什么时候我们的主可能动身了呢？
So we want to ask, when is it that the Lord started his journey?
主说要从无花果树学个比方。
So the Lord said, you learn from the parable of the fig tree.
你看看以色列，你就知道现在是什么时候。
If you look at the people of Israel, you know what kind of time it is.
所以到了1948年。
So in 1948,
以色列人果然复国了。
The people of Israel, nation of Israel was restored.
从那一天开始。
From that time on.
那圣经怎么说呢？
What did the Bible say?
人子已经站在门。
So the Son of Man is at the doors.
那现在我们要问。
We want to ask.
这个在门在原文是多数的。
So in the original, it is doors.
好像在东方的这个大的房子里。
Just like the homes in the Orient.
客人先到第一道门。
In the large homes, when the visitor comes to the first door.
然后经过很大的院子。
Then goes through a courtyard.
然后就到了第二个院，内院。
Then goes through the inner court.
又敲门，又到第二道门。
Then knocks the second door.
然后也许好几道门才到你的客厅。
So many doors before they reach your living room.
我们的圣经没有告诉我们主现在在第几道门。
The Bible did not tell us which door he's at.
但是从1948年开始。
But from 1948,
主的话怎么说呢？
What did the word of the Lord say?
人子已经站在门口。
The Son of the Man is at the doors.
如果我的客人已经到我家的任何一个门。
So if my visitors already reached any of the doors.
有一件事我可以确定。
One thing I know.
他一定动身了。
He's already started his
他一定不在他家里。
He's not at his home.
他一定走了很多长一段路到了我家里来。
He's walked his journey towards my house.
所以明白吗？
So you understand.
以色列的的确确就是那个无花果树。
So people of Israel is the fig tree.
他可以告诉我们说，从以色列复国到今天已经65年了。
So since the nation of Israel was reborn until now, it's 65 years.
你明白吗？
You understand?
这65年。
These 65 years.
请记得。
Remember.
我们的主很快就要来到。
Our Lord is going to return soon.
现在又过了65年。
Now another 65 years.
如果主1948年我们的主已经在门口。
So if the Lord is already at the doors in 1948.
也许是第一道门。
Maybe the first door.
也许第二道门。
Maybe the second door.
那现在应该第三到第四道。
It should be the third or fourth door.
那怎么到现在我们还没有醒过来？
So how come we haven't woke up?
我们讲了半天这么久，怎么大一点感觉也没有？
So we've spoken for so long, how come no one has any feeling about it?
你仍旧唱那首诗歌。
You still sing the hymn.
自伯大尼你与我们分手后。
Since Bethany when you departed.
我们唱得非常交情，非常 sentimental.
We sing it with much sentiment.
但是我们真的准备好了。
But are we really ready?
你看看我们生活的样子。
You look at our daily living.
一点都不像已经准备好。
Doesn't look like we're ready.
我们好像一点都不相信主很快就要来到。
As if we don't believe the Lord is returning soon.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你看见圣灵就提醒我们。
Then the Holy Spirit reminds us.
就借着四轮满月变红下雪来提醒我们。
So using these four blood moons to remind us.
现在你明白吗？
So now you understand?
现在第二个循环。
The second cycle.
最后的三次。
The last three times.
是65年。
It's 65 years. 而且不要忘记，and don't forget，
这个最后的这个三次
，this last three times，
是从1949年开始
，starts from 1949，
前一年就是1948年
，the year before was 1948，
所以弟兄姊妹
，so brothers and sisters，
现在你明白吗
？Now you understand，
如果主说我一旦动身，我很快就要来到
，so once the Lord says once I start my journey I'm close，
弟兄姊妹，难道主回来不是很近很近
？Isn't then the Lord's return soon？
所以现在很清楚的
，so now it's clear。
如果主说我要快来
，if the Lord says I'm coming quickly，
你怎么知道呢
？How do you know？
因为根据他什么时候动身
，because it's according to when he starts his
那整个历史你都不知道他什么时候动身
，so you don't know when he starts his journey。
有一件事确定的
，but one thing we know，
1948年他已经动身
，1948 he started his journey。
所以是刚好是。 八次事件里面最后三次
So it's the last three events of these eight events
刚才我们说过了
We already mentioned
这个三次是挤在一起的
These three actually happened very close
明白吗?
to each other 明白吗 You understand
从1948年到2014年
So from 1948 to 2014
短短65年
65 years
你看发生了多少的事情
Look at so how many things happened
所以现在我们要问
So we want to ask
为什么圣灵借着这些来提醒我
Why is the Holy Spirit using this to remind us
他不可能是碰巧的
It cannot be by accident
没有可能的
It's impossible
所以圣灵一定有什么话要对我们来说
So the Holy Spirit must be saying something to us
所以如果从无花果树学个比方的话
So if we want to learn a lesson from the fig tree
它的确是个很奇妙的预言
So it is an amazing prophecy
那到底今年明年发生什么事我们不知道
So what things will occur this year and next year we don't know
但是我们把这六十
But if we put all of these 65 years together,
你就知道说,
you'll discover.
如果1948年我们的主已经站在门口,
if in 1948 the Lord Jesus is already at the doors,
那现在你看见主应该很快就要来到。
So the Lord will return very quickly.
所以明白吗?
So you understand.
神就借着以色列的悲欢离合,
so through the ingathering and separation of Israel, because he is the fig tree,
他要告诉我们说神怎么在历史中行走,
he wants to tell us how the Lord walked in history.
他也告诉我们说什么时候我们的主很快就要回来。
It also tells us when the Lord will return.
那主回来以前, 他对于教会的期待又是什么?
But before the Lord's return, what is his expectation of the church?
所以现在大家应该是很清楚。
So I think everyone's clear.
好了，我们看过去的三次。
We look at the last three times.
那1493年是比较隔好几百年以前的。
Now 1493 is actually a few hundred years before.
我说过第二个循环。
I said the second cycle.
是第一次。
The first time,
然后过了好几百年,
after a few hundred years,
有第三、第四、第,
第二, 第三, second, third, and fourth occurrence.
二三四是刚好65年,
second, third, and fourth are 65 years.
这是第二个循环,
this is the second cycle.
那早期的第一个循环也是一样的。
Now the first cycle was thus as well.
所以我们要问,
so we want to ask,
这个会是碰巧吗?
Is this by accident?
这当然不可能是碰巧。
It's not coincidental.
好了, 那我们稍微的把这个, 这个第一个循环的故事稍微说的稍微透彻一点。
So we want to expound a little bit more on the first cycle.
那昨天晚上我们特别说到1492年。
So last time we talked, yesterday we talked about 1492.
那一年刚好是以色列人漂流到了西班牙好几百年了。
So in 1492, the people of Israel had come to Spain for a few hundred years.
到了西班牙就到了大西洋。
They came to Spain, they came to the Atlantic.
到了大西洋,你就到了罗马帝国的尽头。
When you come to the Atlantic, you come to the end of the Roman Empire.
如果罗马征服了当时的世界,
if Rome conquered the world of the time,
你就到了当时。 这个世界的尽头
So you have come to the end of the world of the time
如果以色列人要漂流的话
So if the people of Israel they were to wander
牧人被击打 羊就被分散
So as a shepherd was struck then the sheep were scattered
那根据生命记 他们要漂流到天涯海角
Now according to Deuteronomy they would be scattered to the ends of the earth
而且圣经特别讲到 the edge of heaven 中文刚好是翻作天涯
So in the original it talks about the edge of heaven
你看见吗?犹太人也许从来没有看见过天涯。
So the people of Israel, they probably never saw the edge of heaven.
这些他们被流浪到西班牙的犹太人。
So these who had wandered to Spain,
经过好几百年,
after a few hundred years,
他们走在海边。
So they were walking on the beach.
他们看见太阳, 降下
下下去。So as I saw the sunset.
所以他们那条街就好像 Sunset Boulevard 一样。
So their street is just like the Sunset Boulevard.
所以很明显的，每次看见太阳下山
，As you saw the sunset，
他们就知道说他们已经到了天涯海角。
Then they know they have reached to the edge of heaven or the ends of
the earth. 他们看见说天跟海连在一起。
So they saw how the heavens and the sea.Are connected.
如果你看你天跟海连在一起，你就看着天涯了。
So when you see the heavens and the sea connected, you know you've reached the edge.
他们现在在西班牙已经待了几百年。
Now they have stayed in Spain for a few hundred.
你知道为什么他们待了几百年
？Why did they stay a few hundred?
为什么他们替西班牙能够建造三百年的黄金时期
？Why were they able to help the Spanish?Build 300 years of golden age.
你要早期的是福音先送到西班牙。
Early days, you know that the gospel first reached Spain.
那么那个时候在罗马天主教的统治之下。
So under the rule of the Roman Catholic.
犹太人常常受逼迫。
So the people of Israel they were persecuted.
后来听说回教的军队要来了。
So then they heard that the Islamic army was coming.
所以他们暗中就帮助。这些回教徒
So secretly they help these Muslims
所以等到回教徒真的把整个西班牙拿下来以后
So after the Muslims conquered Spain
他们当然就优待犹太人
So they were very warm towards the people
所以犹太人呢在结果在虽然是在回教徒的占领底下
So even though they were under occupation under the Muslims
他们可以自由做生意
They could do business freely
他们可以自由写诗
They could write poems
他们可以产生很多的文学
They could produce many pieces of literature.
所以不知不觉的
Unbeknownst to them,
因着他们安定下来了
Because they had settled down
结果他们的的确确就为西班牙就创造了最少三百年的黄金时代
So they created 300 golden years for the Spaniards.
那我昨天晚上说过
So yesterday I already mentioned
如果你走在西班牙的马路上
If you walk on the streets of Spain
你说我是西班牙人
You say I'm a Spaniard
你非常骄傲
You say I'm very proud
但是更骄傲的是
But even more so
如果你说我是犹太人
If you say I'm a Jew
因为犹太人的的确确给西班牙带来很大很大的祝福
Because the Jews all definitely brought much prosperity
你知道为什么犹太人到处受欢迎起头为什么到处受欢迎
Why were they welcome everywhere?
他被掳到巴比伦
They were deported to Babylon
他为什么从巴比伦学会做生意
Why did they learn how to do business in Babylon?
巴比伦走入历史
So Babylon went to history
为什么犹太人就变成他的 agent 变成他代理人
Why did the people of the Jews become their agents?
你看犹太人可以建立一个金融看不见的大帝国就像什么？就像巴比伦帝国。
So they could build a financial world just like the Babylonian Empire.
现在我们要问，
so、we want
原因在哪里
？Why？
原因很清楚的。
So it's the reason is clear.
就是他到了巴比伦。
So when they reach Babylon，
人家喜欢他们。
Others like them.
很重要的原因。
It's very important reason.
因为如果你读 international banking，
if you study international banking，
最早最早是在亚述，最早是在。
The earliest such a bank occurred in Assyria or Babylon.
现在他们好不容易把以色列就掳到他们那里去。
So now they brought the people of Israel to them.
你知道，大部分的人在巴比伦都是不读书的。
So most in Babylon didn't study.
但是因为犹太人读圣经。
Now, but because the people of Israel they studied the Bible.
所以犹太人读书。
So they studied books.
明白吗
？They were scholars.
因着他们读书。
Now because they were scholars.
他们的文化水准当然就高得很多。
Their cultural standard was much higher.
所以讲到一条。是 banking 的时候
，So when you talk about international banking，
你看这些犹太人就比别人更有用的。
These Jews they were much more useful than anybody else。
所以明白吗
？Do you see that？
不管犹太人到什么地方
，No matter where the Jews went to，
一面他们因为没有家了
，On the one hand because they were homeless，
他们怎么样能生存
？How could they survive？
他们的子孙一定要很殷勤才可以。
So their descendants needed to be diligent，
然后才能够保住他们在任何地方才能生活下去。
So that they could be able to survive wherever they went。
所以到了西班牙
，So when they reached Spain，
有很多的牙医。
So there were many dentists，
有很多的医生
，many doctors，
有很多律师
，many lawyers。
你看见他们都是很优秀、很优秀的一般的人
，and there were very elites among them。
所以，如果要把一个国家建立起来
，so if you want to build a nation，
要把一个社会建立起来
，you want to build a society，
你当然要借重他们
，of course you have to use them。
所以想想看
，so think about it。
本来是到处漂流的
，now before they used to wander，
本来是被人看不起的
，now they were despised by others。
现在终于可以定居下来
，now they finally were able to。 to settle down.
而且被整个社会所尊重。
And then respected by society.
所以他们觉得好像现在他们不必再漂流。
So they feel like they no longer needed to wander.
因为他们说我们已经到了天边了。
Because they say we've already reached the edge of
heaven. 那么根据圣经，我们被皮球抛来抛去，我们终于到了地球的尽头了。
According to the Bible, we've been like a ball being cast all over the world. Now we finally come to a nice place.
结果他们错了。
But they were wrong.
为什么？
Why?
因为需要哥伦布来发现原来天外有天，世界外面还有世界。
So it needed Columbus to help him discover that there was a world beyond the world, a heaven beyond the heaven that they saw.
所以他们还没有到尽头。
So they hadn't reached the end.
他们还得要继续的漂流。
They have to continue to wander.
你看见神的旨意不会改变。
You see, the will of God did not end.
牧人被击打。
When the shepherd is struck,
羊就被分散。
Then the sheep will be scattered.
神的话永远不会错。
The word of God is forever true.
所以忽然间一道命令下来。
So one command came.
要么他们改信天主教。
Now they either needed to convert to Catholicism.
要么从此以后。
Or from now on.
他们又重新走遍全世界。
They needed to leave the country and wander.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
就在同一年。
It's the same year.
神就兴起了一个人，名字叫哥伦布。
God raised a person called Columbus.
神借着哥伦布。
Through Columbus.
发现今天的新大陆。
Discovered the new land.
北美洲跟南美洲。
North and South America.
为什么？
Why?
因为从此以后
Because from that point on,
犹太人漂流的时候就多了一个选项
So now there was another place where the people of Israel could wander to
本来他们只好往东漂流
But before they could only go east
但是他们还是很厉害
But they're amazing
到了意大利
When they reached Italy
他们找到了一个地方
They found a place
叫做 Florence
It's called Florence
Florence 从来不是罗马
Florence was never part of Rome.
但他有一天要把 Florence 变成罗马。
But one day it will become part of Rome.
所以就在那个时候，你看见 Florence 就500年前 ，Florence 就变成全世界最大的城。
So 500 years ago, it became the largest city in Rome.
请大家记得。
In Italy, yes.
Florence 的产生。
So the production of Florence.
就是因为这些在西班牙的犹太人没有地方去了。
Is a direct result of the fact that these who were kicked out of Spain.
他们继续漂流就漂流到了。继续漂流就漂流到了 Florence.
They wandered to Florence.
这个是清楚的。
This is true.
但是不止这样。
But not only that.
在纽约许多的犹太人
Many Jews,
主要是西班牙的犹太人
especially, mostly from Spain.
在南美有很多的犹太人
from South America, many of the Jews,
他们被逼迫
they were persecuted.
所以他们的名字啊，就特别那个名字特别如果有水果的话大概就是犹太人
So if their names actually had a fruit name embedded in their name they were probably Jews
有的人叫 Figueredo Figueredo 就是 fig tree 就是无花果
Figueredo is a fig tree
所以大概就是犹太人
So it's probably Jew
有人叫 Oliveira Oliveira 就是 olive tree
Oliveira's olive tree
所以太多太多了
So many of them are like that
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
现在你看见吗自从哥伦布发现了新大陆
So since Columbus discovered the America
你看见以色列人要漂流的更远
So the people of Israel were going to wander even further
所以明白不明白
So you understand that
1492年
1492
第一
First
犹太人被放逐
The people of Israel they were cast out of Spain
第二
Second
哥伦布发现新大陆
Columbus discovered new America
这两件事完全是在神的掌握中
These situations all under the hand of God
因为神是在历史中行走
But since God is walking in history
好了那么现在问题在这里
Now, The problem is this
这个荷兰呢那个时候因为它曾经被西班牙统治
So Holland used to be ruled by the Spaniards
所以等到它独立以后
After it became independent
你看见荷兰学了一个功课
So the Dutch they learned a lesson
因为它自己经过苦难
Because it suffered
所以它就向所有受苦的弟兄姊妹打开
So open up to all those who are suffering.
所有在欧洲受逼迫的
All those who Christians who were persecuted in Europe.
他们到了荷兰
When they came to Holland.
他们怎么做呢
What did they do?
他说欢迎你们来到荷兰
So we welcome you to Holland.
如果你来到 Amsterdam 的话
If you come to Amsterdam.
12年之内不要收税
Within 12 years we will not collect any tax from
you. 如果你在 Amsterdam 之外国生活的话
If you live outside of Amsterdam,
我们不收你任何的费
we're not going to collect any tax from you.
因为你们是受苦的一般人
Because you were ones who suffered.
明白吗
You see that?
这个是荷兰人
This is the Dutch.
但是荷兰人是读圣经的。
But the Dutch, they study the Bible.
给小子一杯水喝。
Those who give the little ones a cup of water.
那不只指着基督徒来说。
Not only refers to Christians.
也指着犹太人来
说。It also refers to the Jews.
所以等到西班牙犹太人他们漂流到了荷兰。
So when the Spanish Jews, they came to Holland.
他们拥抱他们。
They embraced them.
他们欢迎他们。
They welcomed them.
所以你看见很多的西班牙犹太人到了荷兰他就不走了。
So many of these Spanish Jews, that they came to Holland, they didn't leave.
但是你想想看。
But think about it.
如果你顺服神的话。
If you are obedient to the word of God.
你跟着那个小子一杯水喝。
So if you give a little one a cup of water.
你本来荷兰已经很小。
Now Holland was already small.
本来荷兰很挤。
Holland was already very congested.
荷兰是海来争地的。
So actually, Holland is competing with the ocean for land.
所以你看，全世界没有比他们更小的。
So no one is smaller than them.
结果他心还很大。
But their heart was big.
你不管有多少基督徒受苦难，可以来到我们这里。
No matter how many Christians you can come.
然后呢，犹太也可以来到我们这里。
So the Jews can come.
所以那个时候，荷兰呢就被称作叫做 Noah's Ark.
So Holland was called Noah's Ark.
等到洪水来的时候
，When the flood came,
阿猫阿狗都可以来的。
So any cat or dog could come.
所以你看见吗？这就是荷兰。
So this is Holland.
但是你不要忘记
，Don't forget.
神的话怎么说呢
？What did the word of God say?
凡给小子一杯水喝
，Whoever gives a cup of water to the littlest one,
没有不得赏赐。
There's not one that will not be rewarded.
所以神就开始工作。
So God started to work.
你看那个时候有一个人叫 Hudson。
At that time, there was a person named Hudson.
是英国人。
He was an Englishman.
他向来是东跑西跑，发现很多东西。
He discovered many places.
但是很奇奇。
But it's amazing.
后来呢，他们就把他辞掉了。
So in the end, they fired him.
所以 Hudson 是个探险家。
So Hudson, he was an explorer.
结果呢，英国人不要他。
So the English did not want him.
荷兰人要他。
But the Dutch wanted him.
所以就和荷兰人就签了约。
So he wrote signed a contract.
结果他就来了纽约。
So he came to New York.
他就发现了纽约。
He discovered New York.
而且沿着那个从纽约开始沿着 Hudson River 一直可以到 Albany
and then you could go along this Hudson River all the way to Albany
你稀奇不稀奇
isn't it amazing
如果 Hudson 本来给英国公司做事的话
if Hudson worked for the English
那么沿着 Hudson River 两旁的地方应该叫 New England
so the two sides of the Hudson River would be called New England
但是不是
but it's not that way
稀奇不稀奇
isn't it amazing
你看神的确在暗中做事
so God was doing a work in secret
知道说荷兰人太挤了。
So that in Holland it was too tight.
他总要有个地方去才可以。
They have to go to a place.
所以怎么办呢
？So what did he do?
你看见吗？结果你看就让 Hudson 换一个公司。
So Hudson changed his company.
那我们都在 Hudson River 旁边。
We're all next to the Hudson River.
我想我们感觉很深刻。
So I think we feel deeply.
那早期的时候
，The early times.
这一带叫 New Holland。
Now this place was called New Holland.
新的荷兰
New Holland.
那么有了新荷兰
After you had New Holland,
一定有新 Amsterdam.
You must have New Amsterdam.
那么那个时候他们找到了 Manhattan.
So they found Manhattan at the time.
所以就叫 Manhattan 叫 New Amsterdam.
So they called Manhattan New Amsterdam.
后来给英国拿去了
So it was taken by the English.
才把名字换过来叫 New York.
So then it became New York.
Amsterdam.
Not New Amsterdam.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹
So you understand, brothers?
神实在祝福荷兰。
God blessed the Dutch.
你看见没有地方去了
They had nowhere to go.
哎，结果很多基督徒就跑到哪来，就跑到和美国纽约来了。
So many Christians came to New York.
如果大家现在到 Amsterdam 去的话
，So if you go to Amsterdam,
你还看那个礼拜堂
，You could see a cathedral.
我可以指给你们看。
I will show you.
在当他们到纽约来以前
，Before they came to the U.S.
有一对呀，就刚好在那个礼拜堂结婚的。
So there was a couple that got married there.
然后呢，就来到纽约。
So they came to New York.
起头住在曼哈顿。
At the beginning, they lived in Manhattan.
后来呢，就跑到 Brooklyn 去。
And then they went to Brooklyn.
他是第一对在 Brooklyn 的这一对的年轻人。
So it's the first couple that were in Brooklyn.
现在全世界他们的后裔有100万人。
So their descendants, there are a million descendants that came from this
couple. 这个是 Brooklyn 的开始。
This is the start of Brooklyn.
所以很有意思。
So it's very amazing.
这些人受逼迫。
They were persecuted.
他们在比利时。
They were in Belgium.
本来是讲法文的。
They were spoke French.
一逼迫就跑到 Amsterdam 去。
They were persecuted, they went to Amsterdam.
后来他们就坐船了。
And then they took the ship.
100多个人。
100+.
连那个鸡呀、啊、都运过来。
And also the chicken came from there.
所以有人告诉我们。
So people tell us.
在 这个中国的鸡啊是最早到美国的。
So the Chinese, the chicken actually came from originally
China. 是五月花号的，五月花号的时候。
Came on the Mayflower.
是五月花号的来的。
So it came with the Mayflower.
但是五月花号是在 Boston 那一带。
But Mayflower came in the Boston area.
那是给英国人的。
So it's for the English.
现在为着荷兰人。
So for the Dutch.
所以你看这些人逃难就逃到什么？逃到纽约来。
So they fled to New York.
结果呢，第一艘船大概是一百多人。
So there were 100 plus people.That came in that ship.
他们开始聚会。
They started to meet.
那聚会呢？因为荷兰有风车呢，所以在纽约也有风车。
So because they had the windmill, they also had a windmill in New York City.
所以他们第一个聚会的点就在那个地方。
The first place is right there in New York. In
如果到 Manhattan, 我可以告诉你大概在什么地方。
If you go to Manhattan, I can show you where it is.
好了，那么这个就是最早最早基督徒就来了。
So then the Christians came.
所以就在大概1624年的时候。
So in 1624,
你知道说这个他们的 governor 就是那个时候的 governor.
So the governor of the time
就和印第安人就签了约。
And they signed a contract with the Native Americans.
他们要从印第安人手里就买下整个的曼哈顿。
So they were going to buy the whole Manhattan from the Native Americans.
结果他们花了25.4块美金就把曼哈顿买下。
So they bought it for $24.
你想想看，现在曼哈顿值多少钱
？Think about how much Manhattan is worth today.
神的话很稀奇。
So word of God is amazing.
凡是给小子一杯水喝
，Whoever gives the littlest of one a cup of water,
没有不得赏。
There's not one that will not be rewarded.
当时的 New Amsterdam。
The New Amsterdam of the time.
就是现在华尔街以南的那个 financial district.
So it's a south of Wall Street, that financial district.
你觉得稀奇吗？
Isn't it amazing?
今天英国人在美国登陆好几个地方。
So English actually established many places around the U.S.
很早在 New Virginia, 在 Virginia 有人登
陆。In Virginia.
然后呢，在北边有人登陆。
And then some reached in Boston.
那 William Penn 是在 Delaware 登陆。
William Penn landed in Delaware.
但是没有一个地方
But there's not one place
像纽约一样
like New York
居然变成 the capital of finance the financial capital of the world
it became the financial capital of the world
这是我们做梦也没有想
到 you never would imagine that
所以要记得
so you have to remember
神有时话永远是不错
God's word is forever established
但是非常有意思
it's very interesting
这个是小子一杯水和不光是基督徒
but this to give a littlest one a cup of water is not just Christians
也是指的犹太人
also the Jews
那么怎么会犹太人呢
How come the Jews?
原来是这样
But the story goes like this
这个很多的犹太人起头住在老的 Amsterdam
Many Jews they worked in the original Amsterdam
后来、啊、他们听说一个好消息
So they heard a news
所以荷兰人呢终于呢把巴西那块地方拿下
So the Dutch actually they took over Brazil
那么那个时候有一个城叫做 Recife 是在巴西北边
So there was a town called Recife in the north
那个就变成巴西的首都了
Had become the capital of Brazil.
那因为如果这块地是给荷兰拿下来的
，So if it was conquered by the Dutch,
那神当然纪念荷兰人。
Now God will remember
那个地方太小了，结果不光是基督徒要分一杯，然后呢，犹太人也要分一杯。
Not just the Christians were going to receive water, but also the Jews.
所以后来呢？哎，结果他们果然在巴西找到了一块殖民地。
So they found a place in Brazil.
然后呢，这是犹太人。
So the Jews went there.
他们各个，他们大约几千人呢，他们坐了船，就像个舰队一样，就到了南美。
So thousands of them came to South America.
如果今天大家到 Recife,
So if you go to Recife today,
那是整个南美恐怕第一个会堂。
You'll find the first synagogue in South America.
因为他们一开始在那里开始。
So they started from over there.
所以他们以为说现在我们终于可以安心的。
So now they think now we can settle down.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这些人从西班牙逃到荷兰，然后逃到南美。
These people fled from Spain, then to Holland, then to South America.
但是没有多久以后。
But not too long after that.
这个葡萄牙呢，又把荷兰打败了。
So Portugal defeated the Dutch.
大败了以后呢，巴西呢就归给葡萄牙。
So now Brazil became part of Portugal.
那犹太人又紧张起来。
Now the Israelites became nervous.
因为你在巴西的管辖底下，就等于在葡萄牙的管辖底下。
So to be ruled by the Brazilians means ruled by the Portuguese.
所以呢，他们是几千人呢，又几像个舰队，又这样就回到老 Amsterdam 去。
So these few thousand of them, they wanted to go back to old Amsterdam.
结果很稀奇啊
！But it's amazing.
这么多船队里面有一只船。
So many of these ships, there was one ship.
结果呢， 台风来了
because of the hurricane that came.
结果就吹吹不知道飘到哪里去
And then blew it to such a place they didn't know where they were going.
那最后呢，终于呢，飘到一个岛上
So then they were cast into an island.
后来知道那个岛的名字叫 Manhattan.
And they know that the island was called Manhattan.
哎，结果呢，他们在那登陆了
So then they landed in Manhattan.
那登陆没有一个人欢迎犹太人
Now no one welcomes Jews.
所以那个时候呢，勉勉强强收留他们
So they unwillingly received them.
所以他们就下一道命令。
So they need to make a command.
你们可以生存没有问题。
You can survive here, yes.
但你们不可以做生意。
But you cannot do business.
因为犹太人很会做生意。
Because the Jews do
一做生意就终于全部给他抢光。
So all the business they did, they took all your money.
所以他说好，现在你们什么生意都不可以做。
So you can't do any business.
但是呢，有一件是可以。
You can do one thing.
你们可以把那个旧的东西可以买。
You can sell old things, used things.
你不可以做新衣服。
You can't make new clothes.
都不行。
You can't do that.
犹太人很聪明。
So the Jews are very smart.
你告诉他说你只能卖旧的。
So you tell them you can only sell old.
所以他们一天到晚就到垃圾堆里面去找旧东西。
So they found old things from the garbage.
他把旧的东西改一改就可以卖了。
So then they would just change, transform a little bit and then sell it.
所以最早最早这犹太人是这样开始生存。
So this is how the Jews survived in the early times.
慢慢慢慢慢他们就下来了。
Slowly they came.
他们没有地方聚会了。
They had nowhere to meet.
那时候基督徒呢也慢慢的慢慢就搬到古堡里面城堡里面去了。
So because the city, the people started to move into the fortress.
那个城堡在哪里呢
？Fortresses.
城堡就在百老汇 Broadway Number One.
The fortress was on One Broadway.
你看见本来有个税关大楼吗
？So there was a tax office there before.
那个税关大楼前面不就是 Broadway Number One 吗？每一次游行都是从那里开始。
So all of the
Parades
start from One Broadway.
他们最早最早就是那里的 market， 他们在。
So that was the market of the time.
菜场就在那个地方。
The market was right there.
所以你晓得说这个就是那个时候的 New 这个整个 New Amsterdam.
So this is New Amsterdam.
所以最早最早他们聚会是在风车上面。
So in the beginning they met on the windmill.
所以等到古堡城堡盖好了以后。
So after they built the fortress.
所以他们聚会的地方大家就搬到那里去。
So they moved their meeting place to the fortress.
所以呢，那个原来的聚会地方就空出来。
So then the original meeting place was emptied out.
那你要知道，这些犹太人没有地方做，没有地方这个，没有地方安息日祷告啊。
So the Jews needed a place to pray on the Sabbath.
所以他们在什么地方开始他们聚会呢？在一起祷告，像保罗一样。
So where did they start praying together, just like Paul?
同样一个地方。
Same place.
所以纽约。什么时候是第一次基督徒聚会的地方
？So the first time the Christians gathered together to meet，
也就是犹太人祷告的。
It's also the same place that the Jews came to pray。
主说：“凡给小子一杯水喝。
”So the Lord said, if you just give the littlest of one a cup of water，
不得。
There's not one that will not receive a reward。
怎么可能在纽约
？In New York。
当你看见古迹的时候
，When you look at the ruins，
你看见会堂。如果你说第一个会堂，你可以说是那里。
You can see the first synagogue is there。
第一个聚会点也是那里。
The first meeting place is also there。
我想神实在是在历史中行走的。
So the Lord did indeed walked in history。
所以我们没有话说。
So we have no words to say。
这些人是从哪里来
？Where did these people come from？
他们先是在。西班牙
They were in Spain originally.
然后逃到老 Amsterdam.
And then they fled to old Amsterdam.
然后到了移民到了巴西
And then they migrated to Brazil.
后来不行了又回来
And then they returned.
结果是被台风吹到 Amsterdam, 吹到这个这个岛上来
And they were blown by the hurricane to this island.
吹到纽约来的
To New York.
那这就是后来的纽约的犹太人。
So these became the Jews in New York.
这就是为什么现在纽约的犹太人最少有六百万。
So that's why today there are more than 6 million Jews in Israel.
弟兄姊妹，
New York.
现在你就看见为什么纽约会变成一个大城。
New York will become a big, great city.
从世界来看。
From the worldly perspective, there's no reason you can find.
但是从属灵的角度来看
，but from a spiritual perspective,
你看见神不是在历史中行走
？Isn't God walking, working in history?
所以现在很清楚。
So now it's clear.
自从他们被从西班牙赶出去以后
，So since they were cast out of Spain,
他们除了往东走之外
，besides going east,
他们除了最后落脚在 Florence 之外
，other than them.Establishing themselves in Florence.
结果他们往西走
So they went west.
所以有人就逗留在
So people, some stayed in New York.
那不要忘记。
Don't forget.
如果不是这些人的话
If it's not these people.
为什么今天美国居然变成以色列唯一的朋友
So why did the U.S. become the only friend of Israel?
他在别的地方都没有朋友。
There's no friends anywhere else.
在美国国会他有的是朋友。
In the Congress, it has many friends.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这么多年来
All these years,
你看见犹太人用各种样的影响力
The Jews use many influences
能够 保住他们
They can keep themselves
所以从这些地方你就看得很清楚
So from this you can be clear
弟兄姊妹现在你知道说以色列自从1492年开始
Since 1492
从8月1号
From August 1st
他们分散以后
After they were scattered
你看有的人往东走有的人就往西走
Some went west
就在那两年
Those 2 years
不管他们走到哪里
No matter where they went
他们当然过逾越节了
So of course they would celebrate Passover
他们当然也过祝棚节了
They will celebrate the Feast of the Tabernacles.
他们抬起头来看见的月亮是满月。
Now that when they raised their head, they saw the full moon.
但是他们离开家不知道有多远。
But they don't know how far they were from home.
起头的时候他们的家是以色列。
In the beginning, their homes were Israel.
但是后来没有办法了。
But later on, they could not do
anything. 他们只好当西班牙当作他们的家。
So they have to make Spain their home.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
最后连西班牙也不是他们的家
Finally, even Israel, Spain is not their home.
当他们无家可归的时候
When they had no home to go to.
当他们继续漂流的时候
When they continue to wander.
他们仍旧过逾越节
They continue to celebrate.
仍旧过祝棚节
as Passover and the Feast of
Tabernacles. 仍旧看见月亮是满的
They still saw that the moon was full.
但是满月变红像血
But the moon turned red like blood.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这是一段很悲哀很悲哀
This is a very tragic history
但是不要忘记
But don't forget
这是第二个循环
This is the second cycle
它和第一个循环是一模一样
It's just like the first cycle
但是现在我们注意的是第二个循环
But we're focusing on the second cycle
好了
Now,
然后就到了1948年
Then you come to 1948
到了1949 1950
The 1949,
连着两年又是满月变红像雪
2 years in a row you saw the red blood moon
你知道1948年
you know, 1948
以色列人终于复国了
people of Israel, the nation of Israel was established
但是最早最早在他们这些这些这个刚开始的这些犹太人领袖的心目中
but in the hearts of the initial leaders
很多根本不相信神。
Many didn't even believe in God.
他们唯一所希望的是希望为犹太人能找到个避风港。
So they want to find a place that they could just spend some time to protect themselves.
找到 haven.
Haven.
Yeah. 那结果呢？他们当初的想法是，如果可以的话，他们可以在南美的阿根廷。
So they originally thought they could just go to a place in Argentina and found their nation.
他根本没有想到回来的。
They never thought about going back.
那英国人也这样啊。
The same with the English.
英国人说你们不要争着要回去了。
The English said, don't go back.
世界这么大。
The world is so big.
我在非洲呢把一块地方给你。
I'll give you a piece of land in Africa.
所以当时英国政府要把乌干达给以色列。
So English were going to give Uganda to them.
但是不可以的。
But they couldn't do it.
如果以色列人复国的话。
If the nation of Israel were to be restored.
他们一定要回到他们的故乡。
They have to return to their home.
这圣经的预言是讲得很清楚的。
So the biblical prophecy is too clear.
所以以色列人不可能在阿根廷复国。
So the nation of Israel could not be restored in Argentina.
也不能在非洲复国。
Nor in Africa.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
根据神和亚伯兰所立的约。
According to the covenant established by God with Abraham.
他们一定要回到他们自己的地方。
They have to return to their own place.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
到了1948年的时候。
In 1948.
以色列终于复国。
The nation of Israel was restored.
那我不是说过了吗？
Didn't I?
然后以色列人就从全世界106个国家就回来了。
So the people of Israel from 160 nations returned.
有的人就从中国就回去了。
Some people returned from China.
结果在 Tel Aviv 就开了个饭店。
And Tel Aviv opened a hotel.
所以饭店吃饭。
A restaurant.
Yeah. Restaurant. 所以你如果去 Tel Aviv 吃饭，你不要问老板姓什么，一定姓赵。
So if you go to Tel Aviv, you'll find that the owner must last name be Chow.
因为开封的犹太人呢，早期皇帝姓赵，他们也跟着姓赵。
Because the Jews in Kaifeng, they named themselves after the emperor, and his last name was Chow.
犹太人厉害得很。
So, the Jews are very amazing.
那开封是那个时候全世界最大的城。
Kaifeng was the biggest city of the time in the world.
这个中国的宋朝啊，它的这个 GDP 啊是什么呢？是全世界80%。
So Song, the Song Dynasty, their GDP was 80% of the world's GDP.
所以不要忘记，那个时候最大的百万大臣是开封啊。
But their largest city was Kaifeng.
连罗马都不是。
And not even Rome.
连别的地方都不是。
It's not the, anybody anywhere else.
这个犹太人的他对于这个钱呢，嗅觉很敏锐。
So they were very keen on anything related to money.
他一听说在开封有钱。
So they heard that in Kaifeng there was money.
结果他们就去了。
So they went there.
但是不要忘记。
Don't forget.
他们后来盖起会堂来。
But when they built the synagogues there,
他们所在的地方
the place they were,
是靠近皇家地段。
It's really close to the emperor's family.
后来因为他们的贡献
because of their contribution,
所以皇帝就把那个信赐给他们。
So then he gave their, his last name to them.
所以如果现在大家到开封去
So if you go to Kaifeng today,
你可以看你可以看到那个会堂的旧址。
So you'll see the old address of the synagogue.
还有一家是犹太人住在那里。
So there were still Kaifeng Jews living
那个老太太也是姓赵。
And then her last name is Chow.
因为那个时候皇帝姓赵。
Because the emperor was last name was Chow.
所以请大家记得。
So remember.
有人从中国来。
So some came from China.
所以他们都回去了。
So they returned.
从全世界各地回去。
So from many places all over the world.
所以想想看。
So think about it, brothers and sisters.
非常有意思。
It's very interesting.
就是说等到他们回到家的路上。
So on their way back home.
有的从纽西兰回去。
Some went back from New Zealand.
那个时候不是坐飞机。
They didn't take planes.
那个时候要坐船。
They had to take a boat.
那个时候要长途跋涉。
So they had to go a long way.
所以就在回家的路上。
So on the way back home.
回乡的路上。
On the way to return home.
他们仍旧过祝棚节。
So they still celebrated the feast.
他们也过逾越节。
Tabernacles. They celebrated Passover.
弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
他们看见满月。
When they saw the moon.
但是满月变毫无相
识。But the moon was a blood moon.
连着两年。
For 2 years in a row.
所以我们怎么能够说。
So how can we say.
这个满月变毫无相识是偶然一件事情。
So can we say it's accidental.
它背后代表一个历史。
So it represents a history behind it.
那我们光用这两次的事件
if we just use these two events,
就已经看见以色列人怎样的分散以色列人怎样又回
头 how the nation of Israel they were separated and now they were gathered
所以那个历史是以色列的悲欢离合史
so this is the history of their the joyful and gathering and tragic scatter
等到他们抬头望明月的时候
so when they look at the moon at night
他们感觉是很深
So they had a deep sentiment in them.
这是第二次。
This is the second time.
就是第二个循环，第二次。
The second cycle, second event.
但是不要忘记啊。
But don't forget.
第一次跟第二次差了几百年。
There are a few hundred years between the first and second.
从1492一直到1949。
From 1492 to 1949.
你看，又是经过好几年。
It's after many.
但是现在呢，三次要挤在一起。
But now there are three times that will occur closely together.
所以再下一次。
The next time.
是1947年
1967.
那1967年什么事情
？What happened in 1967？
我们知道说，人类历史上有一个最短，就是很快的时间一个战争，就是六日战争。
So there was a war in the history of mankind that's very short. It's only called a six-day war.
这个历史是以色列人创下来。
So this was a record that the Israelites produced.
所以一个礼拜之内，以色列人醒过来的时候，大片土地回到他们的怀抱。
In 1 week, when the nation of Israel they woke up, they found a large piece of land returned to them.
最叫他们惊讶。
The most amazing thing was this.
他们几乎祷告了2000年。
So they prayed for 2,000 years.
所有的犹太母亲都告诉他们的儿子。
So all the Jewish mothers would tell their sons.
你祷告的时候。
When you pray.
你要向神说。
You have to tell God.
但愿明年我们在耶路撒冷。
May next year be in Jerusalem.
等到结婚典礼的时候。
When you come to a wedding.
新郎跟新妇彼此举杯祝福的时候。
So when the husband and the wife or the bride and groom, they lift the cup to bless each other.
他们一定要有一句话说。
They will say this.
但愿明年我们在耶路撒冷。
Next year in Jerusalem. 2000年来, for 2,000 years.
到了1967,
in 1967,
忽然间他们发现,
all of a sudden they discovered.
他们终于等到这一天,
so they finally came upon this day.
明白吗?
You understand?
在这以前,
before this,
他们回到家乡,
they returned to home.
他们看见家乡的月亮好像比别的地方都圆得多,
so they saw that the moon at home was rounder than everybody else.
但他们有一个遗憾,
but they had a regret.
他们不能到耶路撒冷,
they cannot go to Jerusalem.
他们的遗憾,
their regret,
刚好反面说出一件事,
it also speaks forth of something.
当你失去自由的时候, 你才知道自由是可贵,
when you lose freedom, you discover how precious is freedom.
你家乡的月亮和耶路撒冷的月亮有什么不同?
So what's the difference between the moon in your hometown and Jerusalem?
为什么到1967年?
Why 1967?
等到以色列人他们到了橄榄山,
so when the nation of Israel, the people of Israel, went to Mount Olives,
他们终于到了黑门，终于到了圣殿山,
so when they came to Mount Moriah,
他们看见月亮挂在树头上的时候,
so when they saw the moon upon the trees,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们要问,
we want to ask,
这个月亮和家乡月亮,
what's the difference between this moon and the moon in hometown?
现在你就明白了,
now you discover,
为什么当时神要以色列人,
why did the God want the people of Israel?
每年三次要到耶路撒冷去过节,
3 times a year to go to Jerusalem to celebrate the feast.
其中有一次是逾越节,
one of them is Passover,
还有一次是祝棚,
one of them is Feast of Tabernacles.
什么意思?
What does it mean?
等到你真的去过节的时候,
when you're going to celebrate the feast,
你所看见的月亮,
the moon that you see,
不是你家乡的,
is not your hometown,
你所看见的月亮,
the moon that you see,
是橄榄山上的,
is the moon on Mount of Olives,
是圣殿山上的,
is the mount on Mount Moriah,
是摩利亚山上的,
Mount Moriah,
就在那个月亮的照明底下,
so under the light of the moon,
他们唱说, 弟兄和睦同居, 是何等的善,
they sing how marvelous and wonderful it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
每一家每一家在一起过逾越节,
so as each family gathered to celebrate the Passover,
这是团圆,
so this is an ingathering.
但是神的旨意有一个更大的团圆,
but the will of God is a greater ingathering.
所以神就下一个命令,
so God made a command.
每年三次以色列要到哪里去？要到耶路撒冷去过节。
3 times a year, the nation of the people of Israel needed to come to Jerusalem to celebrate the feast.
所以等到十二个支派都去的时候,
so as the 12 tribes came together,
你知道诗篇120篇怎么说呢?
So what did Psalm 120 say?
这就是以色列的见证。
This is the testimony of Israel.
他们的见证什么呢?
What are they testifying of?
我们虽多人是一个,
even though we're many, we are one.
弟兄和睦同居是何等善，何等的美。
So how wonderful it is for brother to dwell together in unity.
弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
你再看见月亮的时候,
so when you look at that moon again,
那个月亮和家里月亮就是不一样。
Then that moon is definitely different from the moon from
hometown. 你家乡的月亮代表人员了。
The moon in your hometown speaks of you can gather as a family.
代表地是圆了。
It talks about the earth is round.
只有你到黑门山, 只有你到耶路撒冷,
Jerusalem,
你才看见说,
so you can see,
神所要的是更大的,
what God wants is a greater ingathering.
是包括所有神所拣选的。
It includes all of those that God has chosen.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
等到我们在那里一同唱弟兄和睦同居何等的善何等的美的时候,
how, so when we sing how good and pleasant it is for brother to gather together in unity,
你看这就是以色列的见证。
So this is the testimony of Israel.
神的心,
then the heart of God is satisfied.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
不管你在哪里聚会,
no matter where you meet,
都有主的同在,
there is the presence of God.
因为主应许说,
because God promised,
若有两三个人奉我的名聚集, 我就在他们中间,
where 2 or 3 are gathered in their midst, gather together, I'll be in their midst.
你当然看见月亮,
of course you see the moon.
你当然看见团圆,
of course you see the unity and the gathering.
但是有一件事,
but there's one thing,
你从来没有想到,
you never thought,
耶路撒冷的月亮,
the moon in Jerusalem is different than the moon at home.
那所代表的,
what that represents,
不止我们满意,
not only we are satisfied,
神也满意,
but God is satisfied.
但是稀奇不稀奇,
but isn't it amazing?
他们因着没有顺服神的旨,
because they were not obedient to the will of God,
他们就被掳到巴比伦去了,
they were deported to Babylon.
从此以后,
from that point on,
他们只能想念耶路撒冷,
they can only think about Jerusalem.
2000年来,
for 2000 years,
他们只能在梦里面想到在橄榄山上的那个,
only in their dream could they look at the moon in Mount of Olives. Think about it. Brother and sister.
等到 1967年 他们回来的时候,
in 1967 when they returned,
他们过逾越节,
they celebrated the Passover.
他们也过祝棚节,
they also celebrated the Feast of the Tabernacles.
圣殿已经没有,
The temple was gone.
在哪里你能够唱说弟兄和睦同居, 何等善, 何等的美?
Where can you sing how good and pleasant it is for brothers to together in unity?
神的同在是一块石头不留在一块石头上。
The presence of God is not one stone upon another stone.
神的见证完全荒废。
The testimony of God is completely desolation.
仍旧是耶路撒冷。
It's still Jerusalem.
现在不只是满月。
Not only now a full moon.
乃是满月变红。
And now it's a full moon that became like blood.
明白吗, 弟兄?
So now you understand, brothers and sisters.
如果你看见1967跟1968,
if you look at 1967 and 1968, the people of Israel can return to Jerusalem.
他们终于可以看见耶路撒冷的月亮,
they could see the moon in Jerusalem.
但是见证已经躺在废墟里面。
But the testimony was already in ruins.
现在大卫的宝座在哪里?
Now where is the throne of David?
现在神的殿又在哪里?
Where is the temple of David, the God?
所以明白吗?
So brothers and sisters, you understand?
这就是他们说钉他十字架。
So that's why they said, crucify him, crucify him.
愿流这人的血归在我们和我们子孙的身上。
May this, the blood of this man be upon us and our descendants.
神成全了他们。
God honored their request.
结果这2000年,
for these 2,000 years,
他们所经过,
what they have experienced,
圣灵用四轮满月变红来告诉,
the Holy Spirit uses these four blood moons, four blood moon events to show us.
所以现在清楚吗?
So now it's clear, brothers and sisters.
在第二个循环,
in the second cycle,
你看见第一次,
the first time,
他们怎样的分散,
how they were scattered,
然后你看见神怎么样召聚他,
and then how God and gathered them.
最后耶路撒冷回到他们的怀抱。
And then Jerusalem returned to them.
但他们所看见,
but what they saw,
是四轮满月变红。
They saw a tetrad of blood moons.
如果他们回来,
if they returned,
如果耶路撒冷也回来了,
if Jerusalem returned,
他们可以用土地换取和平。
They can use the land to exchange for peace.
以色列应该有平安。
So Jerusalem should have peace.
耶路撒冷应该有平安。
Jerusalem should have peace.
到现在还没有平安。
Even until today, there is no peace.
这就是为什么。
Why?
到了2014年,
so 2014,
又是满月变红消息。
So more blood moons in the sky.
给我们看见,
to show us,
以色列也许满意了,
so maybe Israel is satisfied.
他回来就知足了,
so they return, they're happy.
他回耶路撒冷回来, 他也满意了,
Jerusalem return, they're happy.
但是为什么又是满月变红消息?
Why is it another blood moon?
如果你问以色列人,
if you ask the people of Israel,
没有答案,
there's no answer.
你问神,
you ask God.
回到圣经,
we return to the Bible.
你就找得到,
then you found the answer.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
从这件事情,
so from this event,
就给我们看一幅图画,
that shows us a picture.
什么叫做教会的见证?
What is called the testimony of the church?
当神的儿女们,
when the people of God,
能够聚在一起,
they can gather together.
只要基督所悦纳的, 我们都愿纳,
whoever Christ accepts, we accept.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们能唱弟兄和睦同居, 何等的善,
we can sing how good and pleasant it is for brethren to gather together in unity.
你唱的时候,
when you sing it,
不只是福州人的那一堆,
not just those that are Fuchanese,
也不是温州人那一堆,
not just those that are Wanchanese,
也不是留学的那一堆,
it's not just those that immigrated here to study.
不要忘记,
don't forget,
这些都是好的,
these are all good.
他们都是奉主的名聚集,
they all gather in the name of Jesus.
他们终于能够看见月亮了,
they could finally see the moon.
他们能温习圣经的故事,
they can review the story of the Bible.
但是每
But it's almost incomplete.
神有没有得着满足?
Did God receive satisfaction?
什么时候神满足了?
When God is satisfied?
乃是当所有神的儿女,
is when all the children of God,
不分我们教育的不同,
no matter what your educational background,
不分我们种族,
no matter what our ethnicity,
不分我们的言语,
no matter what our language,
不管我们从哪里来,
no matter where we come from,
或者是当地的, 或者是寄居的,
local, or we're just immigrants.
我们都能唱说弟兄和睦同居, 何等善, 何等美。
We can sing how good and pleasant it is for brethren together again in unity.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
难道要等到天上才发现,
do we have to wait until heaven for this to be a reality?
没有了,
no.
神的旨意, 是月亮要照在地上。
And the will of God is that the moon's light will cast up.
照天上没有这件事情。
In heaven there is no such thing.
所以只有我们在地上的时候。
Only on earth.
神要产生他自己。
God wants to produce His own testimony.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我想我们就借着这几次，就是第二个循环。
So we want to use the second cycle.
你看见这些都不是偶然。
So these are not a coincidence.
当然，我们最后我们要回到2014。
But of course, we have to return to 2014.
可是当我们回过头去看的时候
，But as we look back,
我们很明显
，We clearly see
给我们看见这是以色列的悲欢离合。
You see the story of the scattering and the ingathering of the Israel.
隐隐约约的就给我们看见教会的悲欢。
And then we also see the scattering and the ingathering of the church.
今天晚上
so tonight,
如果主愿意的话
if the Lord is willing,
我们来看第一个循环
we look at the first cycle.
因为现在普通你上网
because if you go online,
或者你读书的话
if you study books,
你只看了第二个循环
you only see the second cycle.
这是弱的地方
this is the weakness of
this 这是很难说服别人的地方
this is hard to convince others.
我们要看见说从第一个循环到第二个循环
so we have to look at the first cycle and the second cycle.
都是和以色列悲欢
all have to do with the story of Israel, of their scattering and ingathering.
如果圣灵一再用这个来提醒我
so if the Holy Spirit reminds us through this,
那弟兄姊妹凡有耳的就应当听
those who have a ear must hear.
好我想今天下午我们就说到这。
I think we'll just conclude this afternoon's session. Let us bow with a simple word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我把这些话再交在你的手。
Dear Lord, we commit these words into your hands.
当我们在外面说的时候，求你在人里面说。
When we speak on the outside, may you speak to us inwardly.
我们也为着那些听录音或者看录音的人。
So we want to speak for, pray for those that are listening to the message.
也许现在他们不在我们中间。
Maybe they're not in our midst.
但是但愿你这一次所说的话
May the word that you speak this time
要更多人听见
That many more can hear
不是年长的听见
Not just the old can hear
叫年轻的也听见
The young can also hear
叫他们不再糊里糊涂的过日子
Not just to live casually in this world
他们知道说在你回来之前
To know that before your return
你要呼召我们
You want to call us
你要提醒我们
You want to remind us
你在你回来以前
that before you return,
你要得着荣耀的
you want to gain a glorious church.
我把荣耀都归给你
give you all the glory.
我们求你继续的说话
may you continue to speak.
说到我们听懂为止
speak until we understand.
我们这样的仰望你
we look to you.
是靠主耶稣基督的圣灵
we pray in Jesus' precious name.